Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, not in the Son of Man, in whom, though there is no help, his breath goeth forth. He returneth to the earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob, for whose hope is in the Lord his God, to make earth. All that therein, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes down, Lord, the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord God shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. And it is a good and it's a pleasant thing to sing praises unto the Lord, for it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. He hath brought out of the miry clay and hath set our feet upon the rock to say, he has put a song within our souls today, a song of his praises. Oh, hallelujah. And it's a good time and a good day to give praises unto the Lord. I know many of us have faced trials, and through those trials, God is speaking to me, saying to you, it's time for our triumph. I know you were beat down, but God said, it is our season to be raised up. I know many of us have experienced the storm, but now it's time for the sun to shine. And let me tell you something, God's power is so imminent, it's so omniscient, it's so omnipresent, and to the point that the manifestations are happening now, even as you hear the sound of my voice. It doesn't matter where you are. It is your hour. It is my hour of power and deliverance. God is tapping and putting a seal on those miracles that we've been praying for, and they're about to manifest or come into physical flourishing where we can touch and see these expressions. I remember the song says, I'm looking for a miracle. I'm expecting the impossible. I feel the impressionable, and I even see the intangible, because God tells us in his word, no good thing will he withhold from us that walketh upright. So look, our tears were not in vain. Our travail was not in vain, because God knew that our hour to shine like new money, to shine greater, more opulent, more effervescent than the most priceless diamond has come. It is our day to reign. And praise the Lord for his magnificence. Praise him for his goodness. And just praise him because he is worthy of honor. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of all praise on this glorious and victorious Sunday. Sunday it is. Sunday, August the 16th, 2015. Miracle Manna has hit the airwaves and changing lives through the transitional power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulders, by whose stripes we were healed. So now we have come to our Beulah land. That's right, to our land that floweth with milk and honey. Now, we remember when we cried. We remember when we pressed. We remember when we felt depressed. We felt oppressed. We felt suppressed. We felt overtaken, overwhelmed, outdone, cheated, depleted, and mistreated. But now that God has brought us up and brought us out, what are we going to do now with the wealth that God has placed in our hands? What are we going to do now that we've received that financial breakthrough, that financial miracle? What are we going to do now? Are we going to go back to where we came from, trusted in man, lifted up in our own abilities? No. If you know like I know and experience what I experience, you will know that our deliverance, our breakthrough, our miracle, our restitution, our restoration came from the Lord. And it is he that is to get the praise, the honor, and the glory. That's right, for sending us angels to do our bidding, taking the spiritual holy angels of God and paving the way for us to come into our land of Beulah, into our land that flows with milk and honey. This is a word of knowledge today. God is saying, pay our vows. We must pay our vows. That's right. We were talking about what we were going to do, but now that we're here and we have arrived, we must do. That's right, because God speaks in his word and tells us, if thou vowest a vow and then defer to pay that vow, thou fool in the sight of God. And it's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of an angry and very much alive God. That's right. So thank God for Jesus today, because he is our mediator. He is our high, that's right, between God and mankind. That's right. And when we go boldly to the throne of grace, when we go before the Father, we must take on the name of Jesus Christ. That's why. For he is the only begotten Son of God. God made manifest in the flesh, seen of angels, preaching to the Gentiles, and they received up. That's right, as that great cloud of witness and glory. That's right, he came to us, Emmanuel. That's right, meaning God is with us, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God is with us. That's right, so when we have now received the greatness that God has desire to give us, we had to go through a period of being purged. That's right. God is not going to produce something that's going to be a failure. God is not going to produce something that is going to be listless and lifeless and full of pride. So when we got dipped, slipped, and stripped, it was for a purpose, because God knew that he was entrusting wealth in our hands. That's right, and prosperity in our hands. And our prosperity and our wealth is just not for us. We're to take care of our day-to-day obligations, but it's to bless others, that's right, who are in the wage and in the fight, and to bless the kingdom of God. How do we bless the kingdom of God with our material substance? By helping those who cannot help themselves, who have not elevated or escalated to that level in which God has in heavenly places in him. So we're just thankful to God today, and just been a long while, had to go through the storm, had to endure the hurricane, had to experience some turbulence in order to receive the great things of the Lord. But let me tell you something, I got a testimony, and know this, without a test, no testimony. That's right, so I got a testimonies, that's right, and I know that you have testimonies, that's right, and those testimonies are to exalt his name and to exhort his excellence. It's to inspire others and let them know that, you know what, the way up in God is down. The way to receive is to open up your hands and open up your heart, and then God will do the rest. That's right. I remember there was a very familiar song from the days past. It said, one step, all I have to do is take one step, and he will do the rest. So he's done that which he said he would do. And to God be the glory for all of his greatness, who loadeth us up daily with benefits. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy, righteous, and omnipotent name. That's right. And there's no other name given by, that's right, given under heaven, whereby men must be saved, other than the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, confess that he is Lord, he is Lord, he is Lord. And let's just give him a praise now. He's worthy. That's why he said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. And after what God has done for us, we ought not to be ashamed. Say, thank you, God, and glory, hallelujah. That's right, because hallelujah is the highest praise you can give God. That's right, hallelujah. And the only praise that's higher than that is for us to live right, to do right, and to be generous and open up our bowels of compassion and give just as God has given and did so graciously with us. That's right. We're not to sit up and discuss God gave us a financial miracle, a windfall. We're supposed to sit up and think we're all that, a bag of chips to dip and a factory that manufactures the goods. No, we need to tell people God made a way out of no way. He broke the hand of the enemy and sent him to a flea. And every hindrance, every blockade, God destroyed it. He brought their high places down. And we must acknowledge these things. And so we're thanking God for all that he's done, divine favor. All of these things cometh from the Lord. That's right, who made heaven and earth. And what a mighty God, to those of you who truly believe. What a mighty God. For him, a mighty God we serve. And we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. That's why we know these things. We know them. For we must continue on this path of righteousness. That's why it's not about what you put on. It's not about what you take off. It's the mannerism in what you live. It's your mindset. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. That's right. So when you talk about holiness and sanctification, it is a mindset that translates into the affairs of your life, how you speak to people, how you talk to people, how you treat people, how you honor people. That's right. We're to honor others. That's right, instead of ourselves. What does the world say? The world has damned itself to hell. Because you know why? Everything that God institutionalized as being rightful and righteous, the world says, no, don't do it because you're a weakling. No, the scripture says that God chose the simple things to confound the wise. That's right. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity to God, is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So those who act in the flesh, what is in the flesh? Selfishness? Greed, pride, disrespect, cursing, slandering, bigotry, idolatry, lust, defamation, things are in the flesh. So they that act in the manner of the flesh are stenchings in the nostrils of God. God cannot tolerate that. So when we take off the corruptible, the flesh, and search forth with the incorruptible, we become pleasing to God. Why? Because we take on the name of Jesus Christ. And he is our righteousness. We're not perfect, but he is our righteousness. And what happens with righteousness supersedes perfection. That's right. Because why? As long as we are in the flesh and the physical embodiment, I call it sometimes the carnal entrapment. That's right. Known as the physical body, we will never be perfect, but he is perfecting that which is concerning us. That means he's remolding, refurbishing, revitalizing, renewing that which is in us. That's why? Because he wants to bring forth a masterful production. That's right, that is meet and set for the master's use. So glorious and victorious day it is as we're giving God our praise because he is worthy of all these things. And wonderful, what a wonderful day and a time to trust in the Lord. Let me tell you something. God's power is so intense to the point that, you know what? There is nothing that can overturn it. When God says you're blessed, you're prosperous, abounding in every good thing, there is nothing that the most hateful, most vehement people can do. Let the soothsayers talk. Let the gainsayers gobble. Let the evildoers speak ill of us. God is going to bless us and prosper us right in front of their faces. Why? Because he's a God that keeps his word. The enemy has tried his best to weaken down and to cause so many to lose confidence. That's right, because they weathered a severe storm. Let me tell you something. You wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I'm a testimony, not a test that's phony. But I'm a testimony. God will do what he said he will do. I'm going to go to a very familiar passage of scripture. Many of us knew this scripture from being a child and growing up. It was a standardized staple that many of our parents, our grandparents, our elders said, whenever you feel an evil presence around you, or you feel vulnerable or entrapped or unfairly confronted, speak this scripture. And we had to memorize it. And I'm talking about a very formidable passage, Psalms 23. I want you to get your Bible, your sword, your weapon, and take yourself to this scripture. That's right. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the blessedness of thine anointing. We thank you for the power of divine intervention, of divine healing, of divine manifestation, for breaking every stronghold that prevents us from being blessed and from prospering and doing what you said do. Father God, we thank you for our miracle provisions. We thank you for divine favor. We thank you for all those high places tumbling down beneath our feet. We thank you for bringing our enemies beneath our feet, for allowing us to walk upon adders and to stomp upon scorpions and to break every elementation of the enemy. We know that it's your spirit that has empowered us to be a success in life in all that we do. Father God, if we have done anything that is offensive in your nature, that has been an inkling that has not been presentable or pleasant, forgive us. And forgive us according to thy loving kindness and thy tender mercy. And we shall walk in thy greatness. We shall walk in thy blessings. We shall abound in every good thing. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. And thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ, bless this word as we're breaking bread. Time to break bread, for we know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. In thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ's name, we thank you, O Father God. Amen and amen. The first verse reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What is King David saying? The Lord is my keeper. He is my protector. He is my provider. He is the bishop of my soul, and I shall not lack. I shall not be without. I shall not go without. I shall not become a victim. The second verse reads, he maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What is he saying? He gives me the peace that passes all understanding to know that he had my situation under control, despite what the enemy, his lies, his attacks attempted to do to me. He let me know that he put up a protective barrier, a fortress, that allowed me to lay my head down in peace and sleep, and that the peace of God that passes all understanding would rule my mind and my heart through Christ Jesus. He gave me to walk beside the still waters. What does that mean? Just happily going on our way, knowing that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. A cattle on a thousand hills is his. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and them and all they that dwell therein. He has made miracle provisions for me. He just keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes. The third verse says, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What is King David saying before he became king and exalted to the throne? He said, he bringeth me. He revives my soul when my spirit, which is my mind, begins to, and my soul, which is connected to my heart, is broken and shattered into a multiplicity of pieces, and I can't seem to get it together. I'm too heavy-hearted. I can't pray. You know, my eyes are too weak from crying numerous tears. My mind is too perplexed and confused to even think straight, more or less even think right. You know what he does? He restores my soul. He revives me. And he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. What are you saying? That despite all of this, God tells me, I'm going to bring you up, and I'm going to bring you out, and I'm going to set you up. Well, people will know that it was my hand that brought you this wealth. It is my hand that brought you this prosperity. It is my divine favor that gave you the place where you are and gave you the wealth that you possess. It is my hand and my favor. The fourth verse says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What is he saying? We've got to break this down piece by piece. He says, even though I walk amongst those who don't wish me well, and you and I may abide with those who think very little about me, I even may have to come in contact with people who don't like me, who want to harm me, or want to see me fall to ruin. They want to see me without anything, not getting anywhere, not doing anything. He said, you know what? Yea, though I walk through the valley, do I experience having to be in the accompaniment of people who don't fear God, more or less respect those who love God, who don't want to see me do well, even though I do? Guess what he said? I will fear no evil. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Let the witchcraft workers try to put their evil tidings upon God's children. God will retract that and send it back to them seven times worse than what they tried to put it out against his children. Let them dig and plot and plan in secret about how we're going to denigrate the character of God's people. God sees them, and he's going to lay his hand, even as we're speaking, God has laid his hand upon those that try to oppress us, those who have sought to destroy us and lie us and try to deceive us. God has revealed them. Now he's going to make them pay. He's saying, God protects me. He keeps me. He wraps his love around me. Oh, hallelujah. So I won't fear evil. I won't fear losing anything. I won't fear anything being taken from me, because he is my provider, Jehovah Jireh. He's the bishop of my soul. So what is he going to do? Well, thy rod. Sometimes he chastens us. Thy correction method strengthens me, but it enlightens me. And what happens? It comforts me at the same time. He says, I'm not going to give you over to death. If he didn't give Job over to death, but he had to let Job know, despite all that you have, I am greater than all that you have. And he had to let Job know this. So what a blessed word of God this is. He says, God prepares a table in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, I love that. He prepares and sets me up and sets me out in front of people who are doubters, saying, you know, you went through something that was quite terse in your life. God must not care about her. He must not love her. He must not love him, because look at them. Down to nothing. Very little. And sitting up there laughing in their own conscientiousness, knowing that Satan has fueled them against us, because when they see us, they see the difference. When they see us, they see the righteousness of God. And so the righteousness of God within us oftentimes intimidates people. It makes them uneasy. It makes them want to go against us. Why? Because they don't realize that the greatness that abides within us is of God. It's not of ourselves. So what God does, he says, okay, it's all you in this condition the first time. They're going to see the miracles coming into your life. Unexplained circumstances happen on your behalf. They're going to see you raised up to a level that you and I don't even understand. But because we love him and our ways please him and we trusted him, he brought it to pass. He says, and thou will what? Prepare a table before me in the presence of those who didn't like me, who hoped my demise, who hoped that I wouldn't last, who hoped that I would go down to nothing. Thou even anointest my head. Not only did you bless me with miracle finances, not only did you heal my body and heal my mind and set me up in heavenly places, and you in front of them, you have the nerve to anoint my head. What does that mean? Oh, my goodness, give me the knowledge of superior origin through your spirit. That's right, divine revelation, told to the point that we just blare out the testimonies of God. We just blare out about his miraculous transformational power. We blare out about the miracles of God because he keeps the engine going. He keeps the momentum moving. And the more that we think we've got to figure out how he's blessed us, and we're thanking God for this blessing, here God said, here's something else for you. Remember how you cried last week about this? Well, here, take this. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And no, remember when you said you didn't know what you were going to do and the enemy tried to get you to go against me and you stood even though you was weak, you were weaker than the very lowest point that you ever experienced in your life and you got down below being low. Remember that time? Well, here's another blessing. Like, Lord, you just gave me two. Now you're giving me three. I don't even have room enough in my storehouse to put anything else. And God said, this is a testimony of my greatness. Now you tell it. You share it. You bless others with it. And this is the anointing. That's right. That Shekinah glory that brings forth the great and the miraculous transformational manifestations. Oh, yes, because you anoint my head with that oil and my cup is running over. I mean, joy bells. Yeah, I was crying last week. Yeah, I was crying the week before. Didn't know how, didn't know when. But God, he fixed it. He did it for me. I can't stop praising his name. I can't stop giving him the honor, giving him the glory. I thank you, God, for just making that way. I praise you, Lord, for just doing it. Hallelujah. And this is what happens when your cup runs over. That's right. Those joy bells start ringing. That's right, in your soul. That's right, it ain't a put on. It's a put up. That's right, it's not a performance. It's a very expression of how we appreciate what God has done for us. The sixth verse says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. What is he saying? As I continue on about how God prospered me and blessed me and gave me miraculous provisions, and I give his name the honor, the glory, and the praise, surely, when you're sure about something, you're affirmative. There's no question. There's no inquisition. There's no controversy. Surely, that's right, I'm assured. I'm more than confident. I know that I know what I know. Goodness. God's going to constantly show me his goodness. He's going to open up the treasures of heaven persistently in my life. That's right. And mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's right. That's so God transcends all of these things into my life. I got to show goodness and mercy to others. That's right. And what shall I do? And I shall dwell. That means I shall constantly abide in that secret place of the Most High. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I shall perpetually reap the benefits of my God's service. That's right. As long as I live, and even when I'm gone, my works, my deeds, my expression, my testimony shall continue to ring throughout the phases, stages, and even the ages, because I put my trust in the Lord, because he is my shepherd. He is your shepherd, and you shall not lack, and I shall not lack. That's right, because the kingdom of heaven knows no lack. And God is not slack concerning those promises. His promises, when we walk upright, when we talk upright, and when we strive to be right, are yea, persistently yea, yes, yes, and never no. And I thank God for just giving me the opportunity to experience his greatness, his opulence, his power, his omniscience, his omnipresence. That's right. And his omnipotence. And he will do the same for you, no matter where you are, because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is indeed liberty there. That's right. It doesn't matter what language you speak in. The Spirit of God knows no definitive boundaries. That's right. He is a God of all people who will open up and will trust him and will call upon the name of Jesus Christ and declare him as being the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the master of each and everything. And so you know what? Finally, my brethren, I want to say to you, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, for God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask and even think. It is my prayer that the miraculous chain of events continue to happen and that you breathe and you live those testimonies, share them with others, because Peter overcame the devil by the words of his testimony and the blood of the Lamb. That's right, because there is power, 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 power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that taketh away the sins of the world. And I bless you. I bless you here. I bless you in the land of Zion. I bless you in the land of Beulah, because wherever the presence of God is, I know, and you know, it's heaven there. So listen, don't get sad, get glad. Lift your head up, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. He is the King of glory. And I'm just walking in the vastness of his presence and of his sunshine, of his miracles that he's working in my life, and I know that he's working in yours. And I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to be seeing you real soon. You've got your host with the most from coast to coast, the Esquire, Abby A. Phelps, known as your Motor City Maharani, saying in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Be looking on the page, because we're coming back at you real soon with Miracle Manna, also under the umbrella of the Manna from On High Network. Be blessed. Have a glorious and victorious testimonial and triumphant week. Oh, yeah.